Chapter 27, Part 4, The Sage Always Excels in Caring for People. The first part of Chapter 27 of Lao Tzu's Tao Te Ching enabled us to see the contrast between the tragedy of dialectical goodness and the joys of the absolute good attained through the new state of life. The text continues as follows, and that is why the sage always excels in caring for people and rejects no one. He always excels in caring for things and rejects nothing. I call this being doubly enlightened. To understand these words, it is necessary to know what Lao Tzu means by the word sage. The sage is a person who has entered the original life, the heaven-earth, who has again become a true man in the fullest original sense of the word, which was manas, thinker. In the ordinary nature, a thinker is a philosopher, a person who uses his intellect to make observations and collect data, and on that basis formulates a range of hypotheses, for instance, about the origin or meaning of life, or about God, the universe, and so on. You are probably familiar with many such products of philosophical thought formulated by nature-born egos. But this kind of thought never goes further than the seeking phase. It is largely speculation. There have been many clever thinkers. There still are, and many more, no doubt, are yet to come. Many of them write thick books about their theories, and their ideas help countless seeking people to go further in their search. In this way, the mental capacities of many people are trained, albeit in a purely intellectual sense, and the result is that ultimately, they realize they are lacking some fundamental missing link. In the beginning, logically enough, the seeker thinks it is simply a problem of not knowing enough as yet. He thinks his cerebral apparatus just needs to be trained more, that he must accumulate still more facts. At long last, however, the awareness will dawn on him that the deficiency lies not so much in what he is capable of knowing as in what he is capable of doing. The mental apparatus of the brain is meant to be an instrument of the thinking faculty. But the real thinking faculty itself is of quite another nature and essence. It is meant to be the fourth vehicle of the human personality, but it is only in an embryonic state in nature-born human beings. And it will remain so as long as the human being remains in his nature-born state. And it is very important to realize this, because there is an immeasurable difference between intellectuality and wisdom. Intellectual knowledge may sometimes be useful to the nature-born person, but it has no value at all as a means of penetrating to the great reality. You may find this somewhat unacceptable, but we hope you will try to understand it. People who are intellectually trained and whose heads are full of intellectual knowledge are not interested in the wisdom of the new life, which only arouses in them a feeling of mild contempt or the inclination to laugh. The sage, however, regards the purely intellectual approach as a dangerous course which leads only to delusion. The intellectual approach does not give access to wisdom's inner depths, nor even to its first glimmerings. Nevertheless, the sage recognizes the value underlying the human mind and knows its real significance. The real, divinely intended fourth vehicle, the cognitiva faculti, completes the personality system and turns it into a magical instrument, all-knowing, all-providing. It is the living soul. However, if that vehicle were to be given to humanity, as it is manifested now, the resulting human misery and sorrow would be incalculable. Imagine, everyone equipped with those creative powers and abilities, it would be one great, horrible mess. That is why the birth of the real mental vehicle does not lie on this side of the dividing line, but on the other side. The cognitive faculty can only be developed when the pupil has attained soul birth and then leads his nature. Born personality across the dividing line with that soul, state and under its guidance. From the earth, earthly, through the Red Sea of the blood passions into the heaven earth, the promised land, only someone who has crossed that border can develop the cognitive faculty. Then he will have access to wisdom and will be able to use the cognitive faculty in the right way. If you cannot yet enter the new land, then, even as a pupil of the spiritual school, you have only your nature-born goodness and your nature-born mentality. But you do have this, thanks be to God, that through the growing rose in your heart you may hear the glorious call sent out to you from the other shore. Then perhaps you will understand what it really means to be wise and who, in reality, can be called a sage. In the next chapter, we would like to consider what the sage is called to do and what he is capable of doing.